For this episode of Wild Virginia Virtual Coffee Talk, we chat with Wild Rock founder on why water is important to her.
Well, I subscribe to the newsletter that's put out by Wild Virginia, so I received an email notification about the program and was really happy to get it because I have wanted to be able to take more action, and I felt like this would be a great way to learn how to do that effectively.
And so what is your background? Does it relate to the environment, or is it something kind of separate?
Yes. So for the last 8 years, I worked to found Wild Rock, which is a nature play and discovery center located in rural Crozet. And as part of our mission is to promote nature play for health,
with the idea that when children play in nature, they become future stewards. So stewardship is near and dear to my heart. And I'm no longer the director of Wild Rock. I stepped aside in January, so I have more time to do some direct stewardship action than I've had in the last 8 years.
And Wild Rock, definitely, you know, that sort of mission relates to Wild Virginias and getting folks mm-hmm. outside and interested in nature. So they, you know, try to learn how to protect those places that they love, those wild places that
exactly.
they love.
Right. Well, it's really interesting just to hear the Wild Virginia staff talk about the kind of work that they've done in the past to understand the impact that it can have, and also the very specific ways that you can go about having an impact. I think that's, I especially like hearing stories about things like the pipeline and things that we all heard about in the news and the way that Wild Virginia was involved and how regular citizens can have a voice. And I think what I've really heard is, you know, the problems are so big that it's Wild Virginia really does need
cheers to be able to have the expansive impact that the mission calls for. You know, we all need to be stepping up. It can't just be people working for a nonprofit. It's got to be all of us understanding what we can do as citizens. And I just think this program is really great because it's casting the net broader and allowing people that want to help to learn from the expertise of the people that have been doing this so effectively at Wild Virginia.
Sure. And I mean, that's, I think, one of the hardest things when it comes to environmental action is learning how to plug yourself in as an advocate. And so tell me a little bit in your words about why clean water is so important.
Well, I feel,
you know, clean water is essential to the whole ecosystem. If you don't have clean water, of course, it affects all the life that's associated with that water. So I just think about not only the fish, but the birds and the mammals. And, you know, it's just everything is interconnected, as we know. So if the water is not clean, you know that there's a pretty substantial impact in the area and beyond. The more we learn about the interconnection of everything, the more important it is to make the changes where you can. And the fact that there is legislation to protect water, it just seems like a really important entry point for trying to protect ecosystems.
And so one of Wild Virginia's campaigns is obviously to get folks, you know, through webinars and hikes and things like that, get them interested in wildlife and nature. And so Virginia is obviously has wonderful habitats and wildlife species and great hiking spots, especially this time of year. So do you have a favorite that you kind of lean on in the fall?
I really love the old growth trees at Mount Pelier. They have some really ancient trees there. So I love just walking the trails on their grounds, just because you don't get to see trees that big in many places, that old.
Sure. Which, yeah, old growth forests are obviously very important.
Few and far between.
Right.
My hopes are that I can really help the good work that Wild Virginia is doing. I think people that are doing this work are really to be commended. It's hard work. It's a lot of just persistence, and you don't always succeed. And for the people that are doing the hard work to know that the larger community is there to help and support, I think hopefully will help Wild Virginia staff to feel appreciated and to know that, you know, the community really wants to get behind them and their efforts.